Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show. Hi, Stephanie. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Thank you so much for having me, Laura.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm Stephanie Archer. I'm a romance author. I'm a big romance reader. Of course, most romance authors are. And I have a new book coming out on June 30th called Behind the Net. It's a hockey romance. I'm the author of the Queen's Cove series, which is a series of small town rom-coms about four brothers. And I don't know. What else? I live in Vancouver. I have a dog named Abby.
I was going to say, like, you give Canadian representations.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so proud to do that. That's awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah. I was like, so I'm very excited because I discovered your books to The Wrong Mr. Right. And I was curious. I was like, it's a surfer. I come from Puerto Rico, so it's a big surfer town and all these different things. And I was like, oh, it's a surfing romance. And then I look and I was like, it's in Canada. And I'm like,
yeah, what is going on? I know. So Queen's Cove is loosely based on a town called Tofino. And Tofino is on the Vancouver Island, on like the west coast of Vancouver Island. So it's a surfing town in Canada. It's cold water surfing. And so I just kind of loosely based it on that, and they surf in that book, and it's kind of cool. It's something that makes the town really unique, and it's a big tourist destination for surfing, which is kind of cool. So
I can imagine. It sounds like a town that I want to go visit. Like, I was telling my friends, like, you need to read this for small town romance, and then we need to go visit the small town romance. Like,
yeah,
it's just like, it sounds like so much fun just to get escaped from this, from our daily lives into, you know, hustle and bustle, to be like, let's just have like this romance bookstore, this cute things, this restaurant, you know.
Tofino is really cool. I totally recommend everyone go visit. It's like I really try to put that vibe down in the books of like this really laid back, chill, small town where everyone kind of knows each other, which is really cool. So
that's really cool. So we're going to go backtrack and talk about your writing journey. So when did you get started?
I started writing, I'm 35 now. I started writing when I was about 27. Mm-hmm. I told myself all throughout my 20s that I'm not ready to start writing. I have to read more books. And so I spent a long time just reading a lot. I know. I'm laughing
at this because that's where I am right now. And I'm like,
okay. So eventually I just started writing. And my first book was pretty bad. No one will ever read it. It's staying locked on my hard drive. But I got it out of the way. I wrote another one. And then, you know, I started picking up from there, and eventually I started, I kind of got a little sick of the publishing industry. I got a little frustrated because I had written a book, I'd gotten an agent, and the book didn't sell to traditional publishers. And so I got a little frustrated, and I wanted to write something that was just for me. I wanted something really funny and really spicy and lots of banter and small town and really fun characters. And then I wrote that kind of guy. I wrote the Queen's Cove series, and then turns out other people like them too, which is really nice. So
you're talking to someone who's your ideal reader, because that's what I gravitate for. I've been on a reading slump for about a couple of years, and I was like, I just need something else. It's just like, I don't need angst, I just need like fun, fluffy, like sometimes feels like Gilmore Girls, sometimes doesn't, something like just kind of like that everything will get resolved and that people are caring about each other. And so I found your books and I was like, this is what I need, you know? Oh,
that makes me so happy. Cause my purpose is to entertain women through storytelling. That's what I love to do. And I read for escapism. You know, you've had a hard day, you get into bed and you read your book and you just kind of forget about the world for an hour. And I'm just so happy that I can provide that for people. Yeah, it makes me really happy.
Oh, I love this. And so what kind of books do you tend to read, like in terms of reading wise? Like what type of romance do you go for? Do you go for rom-coms or do you go for angsty, dark, paranormal, you know, or any subgenres that we have?
I've been really into fantasy romance lately. It's so different from what I write, which really allows me to turn off my writer brain and just go back to being a reader and just enjoying it. So of course, like everyone else on the planet, I've loved Fourth Wing by Rebecca Yarros. I devoured that book. I'm probably going to reread it again soon. ACOTAR, Ruby Dixon's fantasy series. Like I'm just really into fantasy lately. I don't know why. I've also been reading a lot of Ellie Hazelwood. I've been going through her backlist recently. I know that's not fantasy. That's contemporary, kind of on the rom-com side, but she's just so fun to read. And I also really love alien romance, which is also really different to what I write, but I love Ruby Dixon. Her books are so comforting.
Yeah,
it's kind of like what you mentioned, what you like about my books. That's what I like about Ruby Dixon's books is like, they're very comforting. They're very low angst. You know, everything gets wrapped up in the end and they're just kind of like, feel like a warm hug reading them. So,
yeah, I love it. All right. We've got to talk about Behind an Edge. Elevator Pitch, hockey romance, which is another kryptonite. I don't know about you, but I love hockey romance. I could not care less about hockey as a sport, but like give it to me a romance. And I'm like, oh, give me this.
I don't know. Hockey is pretty fun to watch. I mean, I'm not really into sports to begin with, but hockey is that might be a Canadian thing. We were raised on hockey basically, but it is one of the more entertaining sports to watch, I think. But Behind the Net comes out June 30th. The pitch I have is he's the hot, grumpy goalie I had a crush on in high school, and now I'm his live-in assistant.
Force proximity.
Oh, yeah, major. So it's the first book in the Vancouver Storm series. So the series is a pro hockey romance series that will be set in Vancouver. It's going to be 5 books in total. And this is the first one. And yeah, I'm just super excited to jump into a new world. I'll still be writing more books in the Queen's Cove series. We're not done with Queen's Cove.
Okay.
Dr. Beck needs a book. Everyone's been bugging me about Dr. Beck. He will get a book for sure. But yeah, in the meantime, I'll be writing some hockey books and I'm loving it. I love writing hockey romance. I was a little worried when I first started writing this book that I'm like, oh, all the things that my readers love about a small town, I'm worried this book won't have that. And then I just kind of said, well, I'll just make this book have it. And I put all of those things into the hockey series that are in the small town series, like the found family and the common meeting places, the bar, the dingy, dirty dive bar that everyone goes to. And the sense of closeness that you get in the Queen's Cove series, that's going to be in the hockey series too. So
I love it. It's like a TV show, you know, like we watch those like long running sitcoms where it's like all the different things are like keep like anchors behind. So having that idea of having it, it doesn't count. It doesn't matter if it's a city, quote unquote, or a small town, you know, you still have those experiences that help you
totally
have that pretty cool life, you know?
Yeah, and absolutely. And Vancouver is such a beautiful, scenic city as well, that there's a lot of scenes where they're out in nature as well, which is something I really loved putting in the Queen's Cove series. That was really enjoyable about writing it. So yeah, I really enjoyed writing Behind the Net, and I'm already working on the next one. I won't spoil who's the next characters. It'll be pretty obvious in the book. I'm getting really excited for that book as well. So
how do you balance writing as you wrap one series out, like writing a couple series too? Like, do you write one book at a time, or like do you have like plot out some ideas and then just put it out? Like, how do you keep yourself organized? That's the question.
I usually have, when I start the series, I have a plan for the entire series. So when I started writing That Kind of Guy, I already knew 4 books, 4 brothers. I knew all of the basic tropes for each book. And the same with the Vancouver Storm series. I know exactly like each book, which characters will be in it and what, how they know each other and what their dynamic is. That's usually how I start. And so while I'm writing the book, I'm thinking about the next one. So while I was writing Behind the Net, I'm thinking about book two. And just I'd quickly jot an idea down, and then I go back to working on the book I'm working on. I don't want to get, I'm not really good at juggling multiple projects. And so I only ever write one book at a time. But I have, like, you know, I have a page of notes for Beck's book, because I was thinking about him while I was writing Finn Roads Forever. And so, so I try to save all of that until I actually start their book. So one project at a time, one book at a time. I start with a pretty detailed outline. And then I just write the book, and sometimes I edit a lot of it, and sometimes it doesn't need as much editing. Sometimes I delete the whole book at 20% in and start over. And I wouldn't call myself a perfectionist, but I think every person in my life would. So
it is okay.
I think
there's an idea, like, writing comes, like, first of all, you have a perfect first draft, which is, like, the biggest lie. And then there's the idea, like, every book is the same how you write it, when it's not true. Every book is different. Every character is different. Every, you know, experience is different. Sometimes you learn from the previous experience. Sometimes it's different from the previous experience, you know, and the lessons you learn doesn't work in this one, you know.
Totally. The most valuable piece of writing information I ever learned was there's this talk by Jennifer Lynn Barnes, who wrote, I can't remember the name of hers. Oh, The Inheritance Games. YA series. And she's also a researcher in her spare time, or not her spare time, excuse me, her day job is researcher on why people love stories and the science of fandom. And her writing advice was, make a list of the stuff you absolutely love in books, in movies and TV shows and stuff like that, in stories, and then put those into your books, because that'll make you happy. That'll make your readers happy. And so that's how I listened to that talk right before I read that kind, or before I wrote That Kind of Guy. And I just put everything I love into the book. I love Gilmore Girls. I didn't mean to make the book series like Gilmore Girls, but I just love Gilmore Girls so much that I think it is a part of my personality now. That's something I always try to inject into my books is stuff I love, right? Romance bookstores. I love the idea of a romance bookstore. Everything I said about, you know, romance being the number one genre and women should have access to romance, that comes directly from me, right? I believe in the romance industry. And so, I put as much of that into my books as I can. It makes it more fun to write for me, and it my readers love it too. So
I love it, and I think in some ways it helps you kind of, like, do the things that makes you, it doesn't feel like a job. Feel like a job, but sometimes it's joyful just to do the process. And so doing the things that bring you joy, like, you know, there's nothing wrong with it, because you're gonna spread that joy to other people, you know.
Totally. Yeah, you said it perfectly.
So Stephanie, tell us where you can find you online.
I'm on Instagram at Stephanie Archer Author. I'm on TikTok at Stephanie Archer Books. And I think that's it.
Thank you, Stephanie, for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other book recommendations, please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com. Thank you so much for listening, and happy reading.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What You Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more, or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you once for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.